Welcome back to Talkers Baseball. This episode is dedicated to the Baltimore Orioles. Dear Baltimore, for the past 6 years, the Baltimore Orioles have not finished over 500 in the standings. 2016 was the last time that they finished 89-73. That was also the last time that they were in the playoffs. As of this recording, the Baltimore Orioles have a 9-game winning streak. They're only, 2 games back in the wild card, and over 600,000 fans have walked through the gates of Camden Yards this year. Do you know when was the last time that the Baltimore Orioles won 9 games in a row? Sammy Sosa was on the team. I didn't even know that. I found that out today. And by the way, the team is on pace for 1 million plus fans that attended their games, beating last year's total by over 300,000 plus. This is where I make my plea to the Baltimore Orioles. Please, please, please be buyers at the deadline. Now is your chance. It's been a rough 6 embarrassing seasons. Do it for the sake of this team, do it for the city of Baltimore, and lastly, do it for baseball. This team has been the most surprising and most fun to watch all year. Atley, Cedric, Mancini, I think this team has it all to be dominating. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series, but they could definitely go far, and I really hope that they add a starter and a bat at the deadline. Just think about it. October, Camden Yards, baseball. It's exactly what baseball as a sport needs. We need to attract the fans that have left, the thousands of fans that have stopped watching the games over the years. So forget the runners on second base and extra innings, forget the pitch clocks, and baseball, what it really needs, these are my 2 things that I personally think that baseball needs. Baltimore needs to be aggressive this year at the deadline, and they need to make the playoffs. And I also think that they need to put the goddamn All-Star game this year in Baltimore to celebrate the 30 years of Camden Yards, the ballpark that forever changed baseball. Now, obviously, there's many other ways that we could really grow the game in viewership, but, you know, I'm just having fun. That was just my personal opinion of what I think will help. You know, imagine Camden Yards All-Star Game. It's, you know, ever since Camden Yards, all these new stadiums have been, you know, quite beautiful. And it's never been the same since before, all those, you know, horrible stadiums. So Camden Yards really did change baseball. Think about it. And imagine a refresh of teams in the playoffs. Now they added an extra space. This is Baltimore's chance to make the playoffs. So, you know, I'm just saying, I really hope they make the playoffs. It'll be fun to watch them in October. So, obviously, there's many other ways to improve the game. So, let me know what the Orioles should do. And I also want to mention that I want to give my side of why I also think that it will be bad if the Baltimore Orioles are buyers this year. So, my reason why I think it will be bad if they're buyers is because they have a lot of free agents that's going to come off the team. So they have a Jordan Lyles, I believe. They have Chirianos. You know, all these. Mancini is going to be a free agent. So those are valuable trade pieces that they could trade to get even more talent and become an even more better team. So the problem is, do you trade these people and then risk the chance of not making the playoffs after going all this year, you know, being the most surprising team in baseball? Do you risk, you know, losing all that just for the sake of talent that you don't even know if they're going to be major leaguers in the future? So, think about it. That's a big, big risk. Let me know what you think. We'll see you next time on Talk is Baseball.